Monique. I'm going to turn over to Jay so she can give you her two top stories of bad takes for the week. Jay, it's on you. Talk to the people.
The first one is gang leader attempts prison escape disguised as his daughter. This is Brazilian drug trafficker Clavino da Silva attempted to switch places with the 19-year-old by wearing a silicone mask and a wig. Yeah. He's 42 years old. He tried to sneak out of a prison complex in Rio de Janeiro by wearing a silicone mask, a wig, a black bra, and a light t-shirt with three pink donuts on it. He is serving a 73-year sentence for drug trafficking, and he apparently planned to leave his 19-year-old daughter in prison to do the time. The plan didn't work, though, obviously. Prison guards saw through the disguise when Da Silva asked for his daughter's ID while attempting to leave.
Wow. So, this is my biggest point about this. Is this. Why in the world
exactly.
Did the daughter agree to this? Did she agree to this?
No, it doesn't say on here.
Because I'll be asking my father, why do you want me in the cell? Like, what's going on here? Like, I don't know. Well, I don't know what's going on in Brazilian jail. That he even got the fault. He was a silicone mask on.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I'm like, how did he get that silicone mask and a wig anyway? Like, I mean, I know over here, the prison, you know, like, when somebody goes to visit somebody in prison, you can't just hand them a wig and a silicone mask. It's not gonna, that's not happening.
Yeah, like, so I'm not understanding how that even got that far, to be honest with you. That's the part that perplexes me the most. Like, how did he get a silicone wig and a silicone mask into the jail? And how did the daughter get to go in the cell? How did he even change? So many questions.
Yeah. I'm not sure if she had, you know, if she was going along with this or not, because it also says that his daughter was one of eight people who were arrested on suspicion of helping him attempt the escape. So she could have been in on it.
And how she gonna get out if she was in on it?
That's a good question.
See, it's a terrible take because it wasn't really executed or thought out properly.
Exactly.
He do better than one of them underground tunnels. Dig himself a trench out and get out like a lot of them drug lords do. They dig himself a trench out doing lights out time. That's how it usually goes, but this dude had he did too much. I think he overthought this and it backfired on him.
Yep, he thought he had the best plan in the world
and it backfired on all the people trying to help him. Like, he had too many people involved. And this is also, I wonder, his calls are being tapped, maybe. Because for them to get all eight people involved, that means that they had a tap on them, on their minds. Because how else would they know that the eight people helped hatch this bad scheme?
Yeah, that's true. How would the prison officials know?
Woo, that's a hell of a start there, Jay. That is a bad take, but getting even worse take, obviously. And that's just bad takery at its worst. Not finest, but it's worse. So I don't know about this Brazilian guy. He didn't think this do very well. He gonna be living the El Chapo life, eating that 3 meal a day ham sandwich till getting commissary on his butts. Cause that, my man, after what you just pulled off, you ain't getting out anytime soon, player.
Anytime soon.
Next year.
Man accidentally throws away $23,000 into a recycling bin.
Wow.
A man who accidentally tossed $23,000 into the recycling bin reunited with his life-saving Saturday after a worker at a recycling facility in Northern California spotted a shoebox stuffed with money. When the man from Ashland, Oregon realized his mistake on Thursday, the recycling had already been emptied into a truck bound for the Recology sorting facility in Humboldt County.
Wow.
The facility's general manager told the Santa Rosa Press Democrat most of the recyclables from the truck had been sorted by the time the man contacted Recology. Workers were told to be on the lookout for the box. Someone spotted the box in the sorting line on Friday and recovered all but $320. The money somehow stayed in the box during the 200-mile trip to the facility. He lucky that he even got that money back.
Very lucky.
All that was missing was $320. Man, that they was lenient and generous with him.
Well, maybe because he's, you know, I've been called ahead. Maybe that's probably why.
Yeah.
Call ahead, kind of like, yo, we look at this box, right? And so, on the assembly line, is probably a camera or two going, you know what I'm saying? So, he probably lucked out because he kind of was proactive about it. And they got a head up and let him know, look for it, because, like, to lose all that money, and $23,000 only lose $320, that's lucky. My other point is, you got your money in a shoebox, so why is that in the bank? I mean, I didn't know that you go to your local Nike shoebox and save your money there. I didn't know that was a take. I wasn't aware that
I was
a take.
Thinking the same thing.
I wasn't aware that was a take. Like,
I was wondering the same thing. Like, why use a shoebox as your safe? Pretty much. It's like, you obviously saved $23,000, so you're not broke. So buy a safe or buy one of those metal containers that you put your money in. And then on top of that, how did you not check the shoebox before you dumped it in the recycling bin? That's the other thing that got me, too.
Exactly. You should check the shoebox to see what's actually in it. I mean, that just makes sense. But the bigger point is still, how does one not go to the bank with that much money?
Yep.
So it makes me think it could be dirty money.
It possibly could be. Who knows?
Because not that much money. I'm putting that money in the bank.
Yep, same here. I'm not leaving all that in cash on me.
I mean,
because look at this situation here. He almost lost every last dollar back.
Like, you know, that's just makes no sense. Like you said, check the box. Why no bank? So many questions about this story, because it's like, dude, what were you freaking doing?
And how are you that distracted when you know that you were putting money in the shoebox? And how are you that distracted that you dumped that shoebox into a recycling bin?
Let's just say, for conversation's sake, that I had that much money in the shoebox. I'm gonna know which box I put my money into, right?
Yep.
I'm not gonna throw that away, right?
So right.
I don't know what drug he was on. Did they got lost in translation about what box to put this in? Like, there are so many questions as it pertains to this loser. Like, what are we doing? It makes no freaking sense right now. Like,
at all.
You're lucky you got your money back, but your poor take could have cost you $320 still. See, your bad take still cost you some money, player. That's your fee for being stupid.
Yeah.
Because that just don't make no sense. There's no way that's even smart. That's not not even smart business. Like, once again, there's some kind of bank. I mean.
Exactly.
Even in the most smallest of small towns, there's a bank on the town square. You know, there's a bank within distance of you. And heck.
Yep, you're right.
And heck. Heck, I'll even say this. Heck, you know, in most towns, there's a Walmart, right? You know, the Walmart banking. The FSNB bank. Whatever that bank, say whatever that stands for, Jay. I don't know what it stands for, but
I was just about to ask, like, wait.
I don't know what FSNB stands for, but that's the bank to be in Walmart's. So, you go there. You know, there are some old school grocery stores that still have banks in them. I mean, there are places to put your money, player. But nah, he wanted to be dumb. So we will let him be dumb.
Yep.
So that's that. So folks, that is a bad take that we got a worse take. But check out Bad Takes anytime, any place at BossManShow.com.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, Prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Bad takes here for you. Check them out anytime at BossManShow.com. Jay, we have a bad take out of Florida. State of you both know very well, and it's pretty disturbing. It is this take. Florida man masturbating in Walmart's parking lot grabbed officers behind during arrest, saying, quote, follow the quote, "Just let me finish it and let me feel it."
This guy is crazy. I don't understand what's up with these guys masturbating. And then on top of that, you know, when cops are arresting someone, that's not the time to be turned on.
No, it's not.
I don't know what was possibly revving him up at that time. I don't know what would rev him up about Walmart, and I don't know what would rev him up about being arrested.
Yeah, and to grab the officer's buttons and quote, just let me feel it.
And, I know, right?
Like, you know, I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either, and I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so let's start off with the first portion of the tape. Why are you masturbating in Walmart's parking lot?
That part. Exactly.
I've been to Walmart more times than I care to admit, but nothing there revs me up. Nothing.
It shouldn't.
Now, have I met a female to at Walmart? Potentially. Have I got their number? Potentially. Did I get revved up slightly? Potentially. But it was over another female, though, right? And it was controlled. It wasn't like out of control. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It didn't force me to go out to my car or outside, period, undo my pants or put on my shorts, start going to work on my meat. Like, it didn't get that far. Like, that's the part I'm not getting. It never should have got that far. So,
you're right.
I want to know what triggered him.
I want to know the same thing, because I don't know anything, you know, about the Walmart parking lot that should be revving anybody up. Why he can't, why he doesn't have that some self-control where he can wait until he gets home or something and do that in his own privacy.
See, that's the part I'm not understanding. And like you said, why are you doing it in the park? Why can't you wait till you get home? What was it that couldn't get you home?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will admit, as a male, we have erections throughout the day. We do. I'll sit here and say right now, I had a couple of days in my office thinking about a certain somebody. But that happens. Or you have to urinate, you know? So males get erections throughout the day and at various places and times. So that's normal, right? But what gets abnormal is when you decide to unzip and strokey-doke in the wrong places.
Yep.
That's the abnormal part. So that's the part I'm not understanding. And let's go to the second part of the bad take. His first part was masturbating. Then he grabbed officers behind during the arrest. Why we doing that? Like, it's not time to prospect. Why you about to get locked up, player?
So, exactly. Then he says, "Let me finish." You know, it's like, so he wouldn't even stop when the officers arrested him. He still wanted to continue.
Yeah, let me finish. Like, no. Why? Well, I guess his take was, if I'm going down for this, let me at least finish it off, I guess. Maybe that was his take. His thought was,
and it's still a bad take.
It's a very bad take. But it's a very bad take, I agree. But maybe his take in his mind was, if I'm going down for this, let me at least have a payoff. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you top that off with, just let me feel it.
Yeah, like, what is going on here?
that's a lot going on in one take.
Yeah, it's like three bad takes on top of one bad take.
Like, that is terrible. That's a level of takery that Alvin gets to only. You know?
Yep.
Like, come on, dude. Like, dude, you're in Walmart's parking lot tripping that hard. Come on, man. You must be better than that. Second bad take story out of Florida is this. Florida man allegedly posted a sex tape on Snapchat because his sexual partner didn't watch his dogs, Jay. Like, really?
That's a stupid reason to do that on Snapchat, because somebody didn't watch your dogs. Get a pet sitter.
Exactly. You know,
I mean, seriously.
So, we're going to revenge porn over dogs allegedly not being watched.
Yep, that's what he did. He went there.
Like, that's an extreme measure for a unimportant situation.
Yeah, it's like he went from 0 to 100.
Now you got a revenge porn charge. Because you went off, you snapped because chick did not watch the dogs for you.
Yeah, that's way over a certain level. It's like there was no meeting in the middle. It was just 0 to 100. There was no talking to her, I'm assuming. It was just, okay, he's gonna get back at her. Like, it doesn't measure up. It doesn't, like, match what she did. And I don't even really think she did anything wrong, to be honest.
Yeah, because, like, first of all, my man, you can't throw him out back. You can't tie him up to a tree, a leash or something. They were so bougie dogs, they had to be watched. Like, are they children? Like,
I know, right?
Like, Jay, you know I really don't understand dogs and animals like that, but come on, they need to be watched. Like, need to be really be watched, huh?
Apparently to him.
Like, how about call somebody else to do the deed for you?
Exactly.
You know, I wondered, did she say she's gonna do it, but she didn't do it. I wonder if that would trigger to know. Still a bad take.
Yeah, it's still a bad take, because still that doesn't mean that she deserves what he did to her. Because it's still petty by comparison. Because, I mean, it's a possibility that she promised she was gonna do it and then flaked out or whatever, you know. But even then, that still wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, because me, I wouldn't want dog hair in my house or on my furniture. So, I would say no automatically off the rip. I'm saying no. But, that's me though. Like, so, and this is also another part. This will be your sexual partner, man. Like, you and her are sharing intimate moments together. And you all probably, like, you see, she probably sent you some sexting stuff, some private videos, and you go put it on Snapchat, like, you know. And, like, me personally, I'm not into getting videos of that stuff. I'm not really into the naked photos anymore as I've got older. I'm at a point where I just kind of just do what I do, you know what I mean? So that doesn't fire me up like if it was when I was younger. But, like, come on, man. Like, Instagram Live, Snapchat, Facebook, not a place where you put live porn at, man. Like, well, or stuff of your sexual partner. You're betraying her trust and her privacy with that, man. And you deserve everything you're getting for this, sir. It's dirty.
Yeah, he deserves it. He was fouled for that.
I don't care how mad you are, player. You don't do that. That's wrong. And you deserve the most sentence you can get. You deserve to be ridiculed in jail. And you deserve not to have any dogs anymore. Seriously.
Yep.
It's not that crucial. And once again, the people in our state of Florida, I let us both down.
Yeah, get it together.
They're letting us both down as Floridians. Please get your mind right, players and playheads. Please. So, folks, that's Bad Takes here on the Boss Man Show. Catch up with any bad takes that you miss at BossManShow.com.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush. Vicky, who is that? An old boyfriend. Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City. Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow. Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks. Back on the Boss Man Show. Time for the Boss Report. Jay, these reports are getting crazier and crazier. The bad takes, the Boss Reports, I mean, the stories each week get worse and worse, in my opinion. Are you feeling the same?
Yes, they are. Yes.
I thought so. I thought it wasn't just me. So, folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story is this, James, right out of Florida. We just left Florida. We're back in it. Florida man dresses up like Madea, arrested after stealing 100 cans of baby formula from Walmart.
Really?
Yes.
There's two bad things with that one. Two bad things that this person did.
Yes.
Dressing up like Madea in the first place. You are not Tyler Perry. And then secondly, stealing the baby formula.
Yeah, like, I hope he has a child at home that he was stealing it for. I hope. And he was selling it for himself or this or to resale.
Yeah, because that's a lot of cans of formula to be trying to steal. 100 cans, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's too many. That is too many right there. And we got this. Hold on, hot girl. Wendy Williams reportedly takes back cantankerous city boy Kevin Hunter, her ex, as her business manager. Boy, he's still getting that money, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. That's the one that cheated on her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. That's crazy, because ain't she the same one that's always talking all that mess about everybody else?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she took him back.
And took him as the business manager for him to make money off her after he was the one that was wrong. Like, he should be kissing up to her, not the other way around.
I agree.
People these days.
I totally agree. And here we go. Back to Florida. Florida man arrested for calling 911 after his kitten was denied entry to a strip club. Like, really? That's a take, sir.
Like his actual pet kitten?
Yes.
I've never heard of that. And then he decides that his recourse is to call the cops because they won't let his pet kitten into the strip club. They're not supposed to. Last time I checked, pets aren't allowed.
That's last time I checked, too. Like, for real? Got you riled up, my man. Okay, this is for comfort purposes only. What purpose does a cat have in a strip club? What can it do?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Looks like a little meow or scratcher. Or liquor. That's the three options. Meow, liquor, or scratcher. It's all the options cats have. Don't have me other options.
I didn't get the purpose of bringing a cat to the strip club in the first place, or really any type of pet.
You're limited in their options here. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Very limited.
I don't know what they can accomplish. Man, boy, that's something else, boy. That's something else. We got this. Think like a creepy old man. Diddy took Lori Harvey on what looks like a double date with Steve and Marjorie Harvey, and Twitter is fed up because Lori Harvey used to date Diddy's son. So,
I mean, that may be true, but you know, even if it may be in poor taste, it's like Lori Harvey is an adult. So once you have two consenting adults, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, so, you know, what Steve Harvey gets for his ways. That's all I'm going to say.
There we go.
So what he gets for his ways. That's what he gets for them ways. We're not going to do that. So, yes, indeed. Here we go. Florida man pulls gun on McDonald's employee for not trying his vape.
Why would a McDonald's employee be trying his vape to begin with? What is this?
That I don't know.
Once again, from 0 to 100, it's like, how does it go from he walks into McDonald's, the McDonald's employee doesn't want to try his vape, to him pulling out a gun on this McDonald's employee? Where was the middle function in all this?
There was none. It was straight going off and tripping.
I wouldn't want to try his vape either. This McDonald's employee doesn't know who he is or where his mouth has been. Why would they want to try his vape?
Exactly. This is a shame. It's a shame. And we have this. Where is Dream Dog? Black China seen back buddy-buddy with the strange teen lover, YBN Almighty J.
Black China is involved with a teen lover?
Yes.
They better be legal.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. They better be legal.
Yes. YBN Almighty J. I don't know what he sings, but he's a rapper.
Yeah, I never heard of him. I don't know what that is.
Me neither. I have no idea what anything that is he's talking about. I have no idea. Oh, man. We got this. Too Wild for the Flight. Busta Rhymes allegedly spazzes out on flight to London.
Why?
Said he was chanting, "Put on your hands where my eyes can see." Why are you chanting that, sir? What kind of take is that? I know that's one of your songs, but why are you chanting on the plane? "Put on my hands where my eyes can see."
Maybe he wanted to be relevant again. Like, maybe he wanted everybody on the plane to remember him for that song. So he had to keep chanting it. Like, I'm going to make sure y'all remember this.
I mean, come on. Like, I don't understand. Like, dude, this is not that crucial. Busta bus, come on, man.
Like, so he was chanting at the whole plane ride home. That's a long flight.
Put your hands on my eyes to see. Like, come on, why are you doing that, sir?
Maybe, like, he got into like music mode or whatever, like, and maybe like his mind was timed to when that song was a hit song.
Ooh, that's pretty bad take there.
That is pretty bad, though. That is pretty bad. It's like, whoa. Psychologist, perhaps?
Yeah, that is that's a little bit bad there. Woo-wee. All right, here we go. Florida woman arrested after trying to use Lyft as a getaway vehicle. Driver refuses, prompted her to call Uber, which also called a police owner, and got her arrested, which tried to flee and hide in a dumpster behind Target.
She's so stupid.
Very.
I ain't never heard of that. It's like, whatever it is that she did or whatever, it's like she should have already had that plan in action. Like, you don't at the last minute decide to call Lyft or Uber as your getaway vehicle. That's not how this works.
Exactly.
I mean, if I was one of the drivers, I would refuse to.
Exactly. Like, that makes no freaking sense whatsoever.
No. At all. And she really thought they were going to go along with this charade of hers.
Yes, she did. Oh, man. Here we go. Florida man arrested after hitting Walgreens pharmacist with a steel chair. Not hooking him up some Viagra.
Another person attacked a pharmacist?
With a steel
chair. This is happening a little bit too often now.
With a steel chair, of all things. Like, he's in
a
wrestling match or something. A steel chair. Like, really?
Yeah, these people need to calm down. Just because the pharmacist wouldn't give him more Viagra?
Exactly.
It's like, okay, then homeboy's going to have to figure something else out then. Figure out another resource to get it working again.
Exactly.
That's not the pharmacist's problem.
Exactly, like, my man.
These people.
You're tripping, dog. Like, that's ridiculous. We got this. A new low. Woman caught peeing on Walmart potatoes and tomatoes.
Oh, God.
Turns herself in.
That is beyond disgusting. See, this is why anytime I buy vegetables anywhere or fruits anywhere, I always wash them when I come home. Because you don't know who was touching them, what they did to them, and stuff like that. That is beyond disgusting. Yeah, she deserved to get arrested for that. Ugh.
Yeah. Got this. Fail. Man tries to rob bank using a written note. Too bad he wrote his whole government name on it.
He's so stupid.
That is beyond stupid right there.
yeah, like, what was the purpose of him writing his actual government name on this robbery paper? I mean, seriously, these people do not know how to conduct their stuff. It's like, my whole thing is, if somebody's going to commit a crime, they should have already planned this out before doing it.
Exactly. That is a pretty fitting take by a fitting human being, obviously. Like, real. That's what we're doing here. Okay. Also, Florida man parks his Tesla overnight on a stranger's lawn to steal electricity.
What? And how do you steal electricity? I'm sorry, I'm not an electrical expert. How does one steal electricity?
Extension cords. He used some extension cords off the Tesla to steal that, to steal their electricity for his property and the car.
Wow. So he can afford a Tesla, but he can't afford electricity?
Correct.
Wow, his priorities aren't straight. It's like, hello, pay your bills, sir, before worrying about having a Tesla or any type of luxury car.
Exactly. And the final story, this most important, is this. Florida man trashes kitchen, chokes woman after finding his daughter cooking mac and cheese.
Why was the woman choked out because his daughter was cooking mac and cheese? I'm not understanding. If anything, she should learn how to cook so that when she becomes an adult, she actually knows how to cook for herself. I don't get it. Like, I would think you would be grateful, actually.
Yeah, not choking the woman out for this. Like, for real, dog, you have lost your mind, player.
Yeah, he really done lost his mind. It's like, if anything, I would think that she was helping. I would have been grateful, actually. Homegirl over here cooking some mac and cheese on her own? Yeah, it was a simple something. It's not like she had her cooking something complicated. It's not like she had her cooking a Thanksgiving turkey or something. I mean, come on.
Exactly. So, Jay, within this boss report, what is your take on this report so far?
Oh, man. I don't even know where to begin. Well, first of all, the last one that you just ended off with homeboy choking homegirl out because his daughter was cooking macaroni and cheese. I thought that was beyond ridiculous.
Exactly.
I'm like, I feel like he should have been mad in the first place. And then that whole bank robber thing.
Once again, trying some album to pull off.
Oh, gosh.
That's pretty terrible. So, folks, that's the Boss Report. Check the Boss Reports out anytime, any place. BossmanShow.com for all the funny Boss Reports, all the funny stories that are getting worse by the week. Trust and believe, they're getting worse by the week. So check them out always and forever at BossmanShow.com.
And if you don't know, now you know.
My heart skips skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
Somebody to love. Somebody.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
All right. All right, folks, back here on the Boss Man Show. Time for the Boss Report. Got the Boss Report always at BossManShow.com. Jay, I know I said it in the previous Boss Reports and previous Bad Take segments, but these stories are getting worse and more ridiculous by the second. Like, seems like as the world gets worse, the stories get worse too.
Yep.
I don't understand what's going on. Maybe it's summertime because it's hot. People are tripping, but the tripping needs to stop. But here we go, folks. You've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story, Jay, is this. Florida man arrested after clotheslining taco shop worker after receiving hard tacos instead of soft tacos he ordered.
It is not that serious. All you had to do is just say, hey, I ordered soft tacos, and they would have fixed it.
Clothesline the worker over, like, come on. real, that's the reaction? Clothesline
over some
the worker?
Tacos?
How many was it? Two, three, four, five? I mean, how many was it that was messed up that you went off about? Like, come on, dude. Like, crazy. All I can say is that this man is just tripping tough. Oh, man. Here we go. This story's kind of been in the news a little bit. Former Florida man deputy accused of falsifying drug arrest is being held on $1 million bond.
So he was falsifying, like, other people's drug arrests, like adding things to their reports?
Yes, indeed.
That doesn't surprise me. A lot of those cops are like that. I'm not saying every single cop is like that, but a lot of those cops do that stuff. So he finally got what he deserved.
As my godfather tells me all the time, every dog has his day.
Exactly. So now he gets to see what it feels like.
Yeah. You do wrong, it'll catch up with you.
Yep.
Godfather tells me all the time. That's what he says to me. And it's obviously true in this case right here. And here we go. Florida man sends videos of torched items to victim. Gets charged with arson after the fact.
Dang. So he must have knew this person personally, that he the one who he torched his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decides to, like, send him a picture or a video of it. Like, dang. I don't know what made him mad.
I don't know what made it mad, but no, it made me makes me mad is the self snitching. Like, you snitching on yourself, dog.
Yeah.
The self snitching, like, you got yourself arrested.
Exactly. I don't feel sorry.
You got what you deserve, player. Oh man, this story's ridiculous too. Florida man arrested after robbing bank. Told police he found money on the side of the road.
Really? That was his cover story, that he found money on the side of the road?
Yes, in the amount of $51,000 on the side of the road. Really, player? Really?
Yeah, exactly. He couldn't come up with something a little bit more creative. Oh, yeah, he just found that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, player. Yeah, sure. Oh, my goodness. Florida man was so sad when he didn't sell Cinnabons, keyword, Wendy's selling Cinnabons, he smashed a window with a rake in protest and gets arrested.
Where'd he get the rake from?
That's a good question. Where did the rake come from?
Right, he's just traveling with a rake.
Hey, second of all, I know rakes break windows. I know bats do. I know crowbars do. I wasn't aware that, quote, rakes break windows.
Neither was I. I've never heard of somebody breaking a window with a rake, ever.
I wasn't aware of that. So, that's new. Like, okay, rakes are doing the job now. Wow, wow, wow. It gets worse. Florida man gave police his brother's name to avoid being arrested on outstanding warrants, right? Gets arrested after it's discovered his brother was also wanted on an outstanding warrant as well.
That's what he get. He over here trying to throw his own brother under the bus to avoid getting arrested.
And
then he
busted.
Ends up arrested anyway.
Exactly.
The irony. And then his brother had warrants too. Dang. So he was not getting out of that.
Not at all. They're both are criminals alike.
Dang.
This story is as weird. I mean, it's very, very weird. Horny Florida woman grabs sleeping husband's junk to arouse him for sex, right? Husband presses charges rather than submit to Florida woman's forceful fornication needs.
Dang, so the husband called the cops on her to report her for rape?
Yes.
That was wrong.
Very.
Like, it's not like she's some random stranger that just broke into his house and is trying to get some. Like, that's his wife. I'm quite sure they've done it plenty of times before.
Exactly. So I'm not quite understanding that. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. He was just being a douche.
Dunkin' Donuts by turning off the power.
Fails
when he realizes safes do not run on electricity.
He's so stupid. First of all, that's not like I never heard of somebody trying to commit a robbery by turning off the power. Second of all, how much money did he really think Dunkin' Donuts had in there? Even if he got away with some money.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts ain't got that much cash on them. Ain't nobody going out there like that. Like, dude, really? Boy, these people don't make no sense. Don't make no sense. And here we go. Florida man tries to sell a house on Zillow and posts photo of it literally on fire.
Oh, wow. Wow. What?
Yes.
So his house was on fire, and then he took a picture of it and posted on Zillow?
Yes.
And he expected that to sell? Who does
yes.
that?
Man, this dude's tripping.
Like, yeah, he's really tripping. It's like, wow. Like, yeah, my house is on fire, so I'm going to take a picture of it and post it on Zillow to post it for sale?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So, so crazy. And get this.
It's like, call the fire department.
Yeah, like, nah, this house ain't even here. Like, call the fire department, call the PD, call everybody. This dude is tripping. Like, for real, like, here we go. Sweaty Florida man loves masturbating outside Starbucks, tells cops they'll never stop him. His hand don't get tired.
I don't know what's up with these men masturbating in public parking lots or public facilities. First Walmart parking lot and now Starbucks.
Exactly.
And this man's telling them there's nothing that they can do to stop him because his hand don't get tired. Cool if your hand don't get tired, but do that at home.
Exactly. Like, what is wrong with you? Like,
what is it about coffee that's wrapping him up?
You need a double shot? Like, a double shot got him going that much? Like, come on.
I know, right?
Give me a double shot espresso, please. And a cheesecake. It ramped me up really nice here. Like, for real? Like, come on, man. Here we go. Florida man hates his job at the Marriott. We set it on fire.
He set the Marriott on fire?
Yes, he did.
Why not just quit?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like, quit like a normal person. Like, submit a resignation letter and get out of there. You don't like your job? Okay, cool. Quit.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. This story is even worse than what we just heard, because this is just so bad. Because here we go. Florida men arrested for assaulting church member with a bottle of ketchup for farting during communion at the altar.
First of all, why does he have a... Where did he get the bottle of ketchup from? People are just traveling around with bottles of ketchup? That's just number one first.
Exactly. That's the first problem. Like, for real, man? That's what you, for real?
Second of all, why was this bottle of ketchup used as a weapon of choice?
Exactly. Like, come on. Like, this is what we're doing here?
Exactly. And third of all, this is the building of to worship the Lord. Of all places to attack someone, you attack someone in church?
With some ketchup. A bottle
with
ketchup.
With a bottle of ketchup.
Like, come on, man. This makes no sense.
No sense.
Last story is this. Florida man steals 75 pool floats so he can have sex with them.
Who on God's green earth steals 75 pool floats and so that he can do whatever with them? What is wrong with these people today? This is beyond ridiculous.
Man, it's mind-numbing. And just think, having to read it off is the worst. Like, I had to read this off, trying to read this with a straight face. Not giving what I'm really thinking in my head when I read this off. Like, for real. Like, come on now.
All you have to do is just go to the store and buy blow-up dolls. That's what they're for. But pool floats, though? And then he stole them? I mean, really?
Yeah,
oh,
like,
God.
Not understanding that logic of thinking at all. Like, I'm not getting that logic of thinking one yet. I don't get it. So, in on the boss report here, Jay, what is your take on this report right here?
The Starbucks guy, that got me, because I'm over here like, I don't see what about coffee, the taste of coffee or the smell of coffee that can get you that hyped up. To where you, once again, you can't wait till you go home to, you know, handle your business.
I'm not quite getting it. And also, it won't stop me because my hand don't get tired. Like, that's your take. Quote, yep. My hand don't get tired.
And I can't forget the Marriott fire. I cannot get that out of my head either. Like, all this person had to do was just quit. That was it. But to set the building on fire because they hate their job, just quit.
And the last one I can't shake is, I didn't know that rakes break windows. I wasn't aware of that.
That's yeah, that one too.
I was not aware that a rake can break a window. So, people, get y'all minds right. Folks, that's the Boss Report. Here's the Boss Man Show. Catch Jay and I, Boss Reports, on BossReport.com. Enjoy them, love them, laugh, live forever, 24/7 on demand at BossManShow.com. And if you don't know, now you know, you know.